ね。
いいな、
まあ、広い。Good afternoon.
I'd like to ask you about the oil spill in New Orleans. I know that maybe one or two people asked, but I understand the sessions were not released. And a couple of people wanted to know your input about it. What are we doing? What's going on there? And do to participate and just be a support to, in a good way, for what's going on.
What specifically do you want to know in relation to what you're doing?
How are we what did we do to create this? What caused it?
What created this is a division in energies that division in energies opposing each other, and in that the greater concentration of energy, therefore the greater concentration of power, expressing a show of that power, which in one respect, in your perceptions could be viewed in a positive manner, for the planet is responding to the greater show of energy. What is meant by that is the planet is generating an energy force that is reflecting the larger percentage of energy of the people. Now, what is meant by that is in this time framework now, all of you are shifting, but there is a percentage of individuals that are shifting that are objectively unaware of shifting. That's not to say that they are not participating, they are. But they are objectively unaware of their participation. And therefore, in being unaware, there are some actions that they continue to engage that are familiar and therefore in some capacities are not necessarily oppositional to this shift, but restrictive. They are not objectively, knowingly participating, therefore are not objectively aware of what they are doing, which is not unusual for even individuals that interpret information also experience subjects and time frameworks in which they are not aware of what they are doing. But in this situation, there is also the other faction, which are the percentage of individuals that are participating in the shift that are objectively aware in varying capacities. Now, what I expressed was that the planet is reflecting the greater percentage. The greater percentage are of the individuals, the people, that are objectively aware in some capacity, in varying capacities, of their participation in this shift. And the planet is reflecting that. The planet is not rebelling. The planet does not interpret emotion or thought processes. Therefore, it is not a matter of that. It is entirely a matter of energy. In this, the individuals that are participating in the shift but are unaware objectively are continuing to express and engage actions that are familiar, that they are accustomed to, and are proceeding in those directions, which are in some situations and in some capacities are not ultimately beneficial to you as a whole, to your species or any other species.
Obviously.
And beyond species. Now, what has occurred in this situation is that the individuals that are unaware objectively obviously are not paying attention. And in not paying attention to what they are doing, they open the door for those that are paying attention and that do know what they are doing. In this, the manner in which the planet is reflecting that is in a display of non-participation. You as humans have extracted different compounds and different types of manifestations that you label as energy sources, or that you use for energy sources. For a time framework, not in actuality a considerably long time framework, for then you have been generating this action for a relatively brief time framework in relation to history.
Right.
Not that you have not generated the action of mining different ores throughout your history and for considerable time frameworks, but not necessarily in this type of capacity for the purpose or the usage of massive energy sources. That is a relatively recent development within your history. Now, as I have expressed previously in relation to this particular subject, there are different types of matter that generate different types of energy. There are some types of matter in your reality that are usable and what you would term to be renewable energy, or types of matter that are generated into usable energies. And there are types of matter that I have designated as dead matter. Now, dead matter is important, and it does incorporate uses and functions, but not necessarily in relation to the promotion of living manifestations. I'm aware that there are individuals that do not create a separation in relation to living and perceive your planet itself to be a living entity. But when you are generating a distinction of what you classify as living and what you classify as not living, such as a plant or an animal versus a rock, and for the benefit of some individuals, I will concede, yes, in big picture, you could express that every manifestation is living, for every manifestation incorporates consciousness. But you do generate a distinction in your reality between living and non-living manifestations. In relation to that, there are some forms of elements within your reality that are not designed to be used in a capacity to promote living manifestations. Dead elements are those. The aspects of certain energies that you extract from your planet are in the location that they are for a reason. They are fuel, but not your fuel.
Oceans and deserts.
They are fuel in relation to your planet itself. They are composites that generate the composition and the stratification and the manifestation of the design of your planet itself, which there are many, many layers of your planet, and in their design they function well, and they function in a capacity that is very similar to your physical body.
Mm-hmm.
You incorporate organs and blood and nerves and different systems within your body consciousness that function to maintain the movement, the presentation, and the maintenance of your body consciousness. Your planet incorporates its own systems. They are different, but the principle is similar. These composites that are within your planet serve in the functioning and the working, so to speak, of your planet. Dead energy is a combination of many different elements which creates what you recognize as a type of sludge when exposed. This sludge, so to speak, is a type of lubricant. In the components and the inner workings of your planet itself. You interpret a cliche that you are fond of in this time framework of the circle of life. There are different circles of life. But they all are interconnected. The aspect of manifestation in relation to your planet, living manifestation, some aspects of those when you die contribute to the workings and manifestation of the planet. The planet supports you, you support it, and it is all interconnected. Now, in that, some aspects in different conditions, which is all very precise, reconfigure in energy to become different types of manifestations in relation to your Earth, which this sludge is one of. There are many others, many that you extract also, that are in the location that they are for a purpose, for a reason. And that reason is not necessarily for you to extract it. Now, let me offer to you right side. You have been extracting this lubricant for a brief historical time framework, but for a considerable time framework in your perception. Within that time framework, one of the effects that is occurring, that is increasing relation to you depleting that lubricant in the stratification that it belongs, is that you are experiencing more tremors. But that sludge that you reconfigure into an energy source that is not designed to be that type of energy source. Yes, will it function in that manner? Can you generate it in that manner? Yes, you can. Is it designed for that? No. You can reconfigure. Any manifestation that you choose to function in a different manner. Was it designed to do that? Not necessarily. When you extract and pull away natural aspects that are designed to function in a particular manner with the configuration of your earth, it functions different. Just as your body consciousness would function different if you extracted certain chemicals and replaced them with others or did not replace them at all. If you do not incorporate the proper concentration or configuration of the compound of calcium in your body consciousness, what occurs?
Brittle bones and all sorts of degeneration.
It does not function optimally.
Correct.
It functions different. It continues to function, but differently. And perhaps not as smoothly.
Right.
If you extract, in very simple terms, the grease in the machinery of your planet, it does not function the same either.
Okay.
Your planet is very similar to the machines that you create. And machines that you create that incorporate working parts that are generated from hard types of materials require lubricants to function properly as well. Your planet is made up of many very hard components.
Right.
And there are different manifestations within your planet that are designed to accommodate those factors. Now, in relation to what is occurring in this particular location with your oil, it is being vomited by your planet in an unusable manner. Which is very much a reflection of the individuals that are aware objectively of shifting and their opinion and perception that this is a substance that should not be being used. Therefore, being the greater percentage, therefore the greater power in energy, the planet is reflecting that expression, that energy. Therefore, it is, in your terms, spewing in a manner that is unusable. But it is also expressing in that vomiting precisely what I expressed. This is dead matter. It is not a compound that promotes living manifestations. Therefore, what is it doing? It is generating what its natural form does. Not reconfigured, it is generating what you now see as destruction and death.
Even as we speak.
And it continues to do so. And in that, it appears unstoppable.
It does.
Which is also a display of how powerful that can be. And in your terms, how destructive certain actions can be if you are not paying attention. I would express to you that it is likely the greatest potential presently is that you will discover a manner in which you can stop the vomiting. Whether that is enough to generate questioning to the point in which you begin to implement change, that remains to be seen. It is generating considerable attention, and the more the planet continues to vomit, the more it affects. And the more it affects, and the more it appears to be uncontrollable, the more it emphasizes the point. This is not a matter of good or bad. This is also not a matter of right or wrong. this is a matter of paying attention. And what do you want? What is to your collective greatest benefit? And what is not? It is not a matter of opposition, or that some individuals are wrong.
There's a lot of blame. Back and forth, there's quite a lot of blame.
This is not the point.
Right.
The point is your planet does interpret the ability to all service itself.
Right. Like our bodies do.
Without your help, which is not helpful.
Right.
Your planet can readjust and it can reconfigure. The challenge is that the intelligent species that occupies your planet is insistent upon being helpful to the planet and not actually being helpful, or is insistent upon being in control and therefore attempting to manipulate situations that the planet itself could very effectively heal itself. But that is not what is occurring. Why humans are including themselves, which in one respect is somewhat understandable, for the humans have created the situation and therefore view themselves to be responsible. In a manner of speaking, you are. But that is relative also. It is all an extension of you. Are you responsible for massive destruction in one capacity? I could respond to that and say yes. In another capacity, I could also respond and say, no, not entirely. You are generating explorations. You are experimenting, and you are discovering that some explorations are not necessarily entirely to your benefit. The difficulty or challenge in that is that with some discoveries, it is interpreting longer time frameworks for you to recognize that it is not necessarily to your benefit, for in the short or the smaller picture, it seems to very much be to your benefit.
Right. Innovated even. Right.
You, all of the tremendous inventions you have created,
right,
and massive inventions, rockets, planes, locomotives, interesting and surprising and exciting inventions and exciting discoveries of reconfigurations to create fuels And the fascination has not yet ebbed into boredom. It continues to hold some fascination.
What a statement.
And in that, you continue to generate these actions that are not compatible with living manifestations. They're not compatible to promote living manifestations. Therefore, they may be beneficial to rockets and to planes and to vehicles and to locomotives to generate propulsion, but they are not beneficial or compatible to organs, to senses, to life as you know it, and you are offering yourselves a considerable dosage of it's awful. Or that very same sludge that you are now witnessing in example in extinguishing many forms of life in other configurations by contributing to that same action with all of you. You breathe it, you consume it.
You consume it.
You ingest it.
In breathing it, you mean?
Beyond breathing.
Oh, in plastics that are wrapped around packaging and...
Not merely in that, in your very foods. There are components of that sludge that you ingest. You absorb it through your skin. Which... you would not if it were in the location that it was designed to be in.
In the middle of an ocean. Or the deepest, the depths of the earth, basically. Wherever the depths of the earth are. Oh man, who knows where to go with this one? I had to ask, right? Well, good to know.
But,
I don't have any idea what the... Well, what can we do? Having done all, what can we do?
You are already.
Okay.
The percentage of the individuals, the collective of people, is growing and is slightly greater of those that are aware objectively in varying capacities of shifting than those that do not. I express to you from the onset of this forum, there will be trauma, and there is trauma.
Right.
And the point is precisely what I have been offering to you in information. It is not a matter of blame. It is not a matter of what is wrong and what is right, and who is wrong and who is right, what actions are wrong and what actions are right. They are all choices. Discovery is a marvelous action. It is exciting. It is expanding. Is that to say that all discoveries are beneficial to be continued? Not necessarily. The discovery that you can reconfigure a particular element into a usable energy is exciting. And it is a tribute to your ingenuity. Is that to say that it is necessarily beneficial to you to continue in that direction with certain reconfigurations of elements? Not necessarily. But that is also a discovery. Discovering that certain choices are not necessarily beneficial.
Right.
And that certain choices, yes, you can engage, but is it actually beneficial to engage?
Not so much.
You can also hammer your foot. The discovery that you interpret that ability may be exciting initially. I would express that, generally speaking, quite quickly, you will also discover that it is uncomfortable and that it may not necessarily be entirely beneficial to you to continue to hammer your foot. You are discovering abilities, you have discovered abilities, some of which are not necessarily ultimately beneficial to you, but you are also discovering that. It seems that the discovery of what is not beneficial to you is slow and long in coming, but in actuality, it is not actually. You incorporated many centuries to move to the point of your discoveries of your inventions, such as a locomotive. You have incorporated not as much time since that discovery to begin to recognize that there may be other methods that you can interpret. If you can discover a reconfiguration of one element to generate into fuel, you can discover others.
Which, as we know, we have people that you talk to that know of certain energy devices that could be implemented. I'd like to go in the direction of believing that that will happen sooner rather than later.
It has already begun.
Okay.
You are already implementing different types of configuration. And this is yet again another example of what is familiar is not so easily dismissed. What is familiar, you interpret a tendency.
Well, there's a mass belief about how much money this industry generates.
Or it is familiar.
Is that what you mean by familiar?
Yes.
So you couldn't imagine another way to generate that much money, because money is not really the bottom line here.
Correct.
Okay.
But even in that subject, it is familiar.
Right. That whole idea is familiar.
What motivates you to generate a different action or a new discovery if the one that you have discovered in its familiarity, even if it is not comfortable,
good example,
it is predictable.
You are correct in a lot of areas.
It may not be comfortable, but it is familiar and it is predictable.
Must we hammer our foot to get our attention? I guess so. Yeah.
In some capacity.
It's hard to be gentle with yourself when you hear words like this, but I think that's a big key here, too. To just do what we're doing every day. Jesus.
And to recognize that what you do does ripple. I would express to you, if you were to hypothetically engage the subject of this particular situation, situation is really what you would term to be a larger scale example of what you do. If you were to investigate, which I'm aware that individuals already have, in actuality, the situation could be viewed in the capacity of one individual's choices, one individual's actions, one individual generated a choice. This occurred. That one individual's energy and choice is rippling and affecting a considerable volume of other energies. And that one individual's choice has rippled throughout your world. That one individual's choice in the moment was a simple choice. One that the individual interpreted little or no attention to. That is a prime example of what I am expressing to each of you, and the power of your energy and your choices. It is just as powerful and far-reaching as that one individual. Do you at all think to yourself that that one individual in that one moment generating that one choice expresses any idea that their one choice would be expressed and would be of such awareness throughout the entire world? No. To that one individual view themselves to be so very important? Or that their individual choices were so very important? They are. Every individual's choices are that important. Whether they are generating an action with an oil derrick, or whether they are generating an action with a miracle, there's not. Energy is energy, and it is unbounded.
Okay, then.
Therefore, what can you do? Be aware. Pay attention to what you are doing, knowing that it is rippling just as much as that one individual did. Be aware. Pay attention to what you are doing. Pay attention to how you are rippling. Pay attention to your energy. What is to your greatest benefit? That is the ultimate question. What is to your greatest benefit?
Wow.
Pay attention to that. If you must ask the question, what is to my greatest benefit in any situation? That is the key of what to pay attention to.
Okay, then. I don't know whether to continue with my own questions or save them for another session, because this sparks a lot of questions I have about a direction I'm going, as you know, with my eating, a direction where I'm at, situations that are going on at work that I'm not quite clear whether I should address to them directly, but I guess I'll ask you a couple of small questions. You know what? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait until I can talk to you about my own stuff. I want to stop here and let us all absorb this one and see what it sparks in our own personal application, because I think this is going to spark a lot of personal applications and questions. I know I have them. I want to thank you for this, Elias.
You're very welcome.
I can't believe I feel encouraged. But I actually feel encouraged because the tide is turning. It's just a scary way that we're doing it now. I need to process. And thank you.
You are very welcome.
And I hope to talk to you soon.
Very well. I shall be anticipating of that.
Okay.
See you as a week, my dear friend. Tremendous affection and great encouragement.
Thank you. I just needed to end that little guy. I think I ended it with I don't know how many minutes, but whatever.
Okay.
Ended it with I don't know how many minutes, but whatever.
Okay.
Ended it with, I don't know how many minutes, but whatever.